Someone asked about evolution of humanity. Is there such a thing like humanity? Can evolution, meaningful evolution, be collective? When you look at those bees outside, in those beehives, that is like humanity. They're holding together into that crowded space, surviving. Are they really evolving? Is there any bee that decides to be an individual? I'm sick of being stuck in this crowded place. Some of you got stung by those bees. When a bee stings you, it dies. Doesn't mean that it is making a great conscious sacrifice, like a Jesus. It's not that every Sunday they have meetings. But the soldiers become indoctrinated. When you die, you will live eternally as a bee. Their sense of me is collective. There's not individuality there. There's no freedom of choice. There's just survival of the species. Human beings are the first species that truly entered or have the capacity to become individuals. There's a process of individuation that is the secret purpose of human evolution. And individuation implies splitting off the collective. The collective is like a basic structure required as a foundation for survival and certain basic learning, acquiring certain basic skills. But one should not be stuck in that foundation, moving beyond it. There's the outer humanity, and there's the inner humanity. The inner humanity are those who crossed over into their individuality. They are moving into becoming their souls. The outer humanity is initially it is the foundation. Eventually, it is something to be transcended. It is the past pulling you back, your families, your conditioning, your unconscious, unenlightened perception of reality, that is humanity. There is no collective awakening, because awakening is only individual. You cannot collectively meet the light of I Am. If there is such a thing like collective evolution, it is only in the realm of me that me is evolving or developing within its limitations. For most humans, their goal, evolutionary purpose, is to become humans. Part of humanity is stuck in their animal consciousness. And the other part, the other half, is stuck in the mind. Meaning humanity was not able to control properly development of the mind, the ability to think, to manipulate environment. They become locked in their mental selves. And there are those in between. They are moving beyond their animal consciousness. They are not stuck in the mind. But at the same time, they do not have the force to awaken their soul. They do not have the intelligence. And they do not have the capacity to link themselves with the higher intention of the soul. They are like in that in-between zone. Humanity will take care of itself. It is you that matters. Those who bring light into this dimension are the true saviors. They do not convince anyone, indoctrinate anyone. They carry the presence of reality in their being. That reality cannot be changed. It is ruled by its own laws, and there are reasons for things. It has always been like that. At the times of Buddha, humanity was not less evolved. It was just less civilized. There was less information. There was no internet connection. You could not Google the word enlightenment at that time. moving out of the collective, not out of because of childish rebellion or seeking some kind of a uniqueness, but because of the struggle to awaken our true self, coming back to our original state, is the fundamental requirement for each seeker of truth. And by collective, we mean not only the unconscious collective, but also spiritual collective. There's a Jewish collective, Christian collective, Buddhist collective, Hindu collective, yoga collective. These are all prisons for the soul. Shackles keeps you in the state of bondage. Meeting the light of the Self happens in total and utter aloneness. It is not done collectively. If you want to become one, you have to pass the gate of being alone. in this world who really loves you, who really knows you, who can see your soul. Even love, pseudo love, can become a bondage, one me possessing another me. Are your parents really loving you, seeing you? As difficult as it sounds, if there's no soul, there's no love. The love that you can trust unconditionally, that embraces all your being. That nurtures you into growing into yourself. Into your light. This cannot be understood unless you begin to love your own self.